Hello, lads and lasses. Welcome to a wonderful edition Ladi, of the Coty on Paper podcast.
That the only thing is that we talk with that.
And a copy from my mentor now.
Who be your mentor? Ah. It can't be me.
Egbon?
Who be Egbon?
Is it Aradugo? How do you say?
What are you saying, Pam?
Is that not how it's...
What are you saying?
All of a sudden now, you don't speak Yoruba.
I'm a Yoruba man. You're saying rubbish.
You say you're a Yoruba man.
I'm a Yoruba man. Yeah. You get me? Man's from the very ends. You get me, man. Still. Yeah.
It's been a very speedy World Cup, and yeah, it's come and it's gone.
Like, you didn't even say your name, man. I know I interrupted you, but at least, like, you just
You're stressing me out.
You say your name.
We're talking to day ones here. Do I need to say my name? They know my voice.
If you get new listener, go.
You know, I forget that. All right, man. My name is Ifye.
Yep.
You may know me as Fine Boy Forever.
You say you may know me.
You may. If you don't, you do now. And with me in the studio, I've got Tayo Okunuga.
Hi.
AKA Paps.
Yeah, man.
And this is the Footy on Paper show.
The World Cup Freestyle edition.
It's in our World Cup Freestyle. Yes, Lyche Michael Phelps.
Fuck.
Hell. So sorry, guys.
That's a terrible one. That's an L for you, bro.
I'm rusty.
What? Damn.
How's it going? Anyway, man? How's it going?
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. Brilliant World Cup, innit? Nice World Cup, despite all the.
There's a lot of things.
You know that you know them things that people have been talking about, but like.
I think there's a lot that has been said already. And I think it's really not our forte. So.
Yeah, but the football. I mean, why we talk on this podcast?
We'll
talk
stick about to what
football,
we know.
Yeah. The football was brilliant, man. It was brilliant, brilliant football from day one to.
You know, we were a bit skeptical with some of the 0-0s and all that, but this ended up being a walk off with a ton of goals.
The 0-0s were interesting.
Were spicy. There were some spicy
interesting
ones.
In terms of tactics, you know, interesting games as well. I think what we're really scared of was the players put their all because of the timing of the World Cup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just came from playing club football, then post club football, and go straight into the World Cup, and they're going back club football again. But I mean, all of them gave their all, and that was nice. And big ups to the players as well. Yeah. I know it's a very tough situation. Yeah, they get paid big money, but I mean, like, for them to still turn up.
I think whenever we say that we see footballers get paid big money, we tend to ignore that they are still employees nonetheless.
Yeah, most definitely.
And we need to look at employee what's it called, well-being.
Welfare.
But I guess that doesn't matter to football fans. They believe that you're doing a dream job that everybody wants to work, and you're getting paid to kick a ball around. So obviously you must enjoy it.
I think they pay big money too to watch these players.
Towards games,
so there has to be a balance, like, for the fans and for the players as well, because you can't kill these players. But that's talk for another day. Brilliant tournament. Where should we start with? Obviously Nigeria no go. The African teams, obviously Morocco was the one.
See, now obviously Nigeria did not go.
Yeah,
we've known for a while now that they didn't go. So what's that? This is not new news. Like, can we move on?
No, like it hurts me.
You're triggering. No, it's not. I didn't bring it up. I did not bring it up. You're causing me a lot of pain right now.
I'm sorry for that, but like, I have to express my pain. You get, because we, you know what? Let's not talk about Nigeria. Let's talk about the African teams and generally. I think Morocco was the one that really ticked the box for everybody in Africa. And then they did very well. They got to the semi-final, first African team to do that. Apparently the first African team to qualify for the World Cup, even though Egypt went as an European team.
Egypt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Egypt went as an European team then. I think Africa didn't have a federation then.
Okay.
Egypt playing football.
And Egypt made it to the semis then?
No. I'm saying first African team.
The reason
why Morocco think they are the first African team to qualify for the World Cup, like, because Egypt went as an European team.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I guess it's kind of like how Australia is part of Asia now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. So, like, they were the first to
qualify for the World Cup ever?
Ever, yeah. Morocco,
oh, cool.
First to score in the World Cup as well.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, some other records as well. Yeah, heritage, basically. And they really, like, wowed everybody, man, you know. One player I looked at was really impressive, number 8,
yeah,
Nani.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
quality player, man.
Hey, man, what's his face? Young Amrabat. Because, you know, there's a two.
So, Sofiane.
Yeah, Sofiane.
The younger brother. He was very good. Right. Had a good World Cup as well.
The Moroccan midfield. So, I mean, also, the keeper as well. You think maybe he might get a deal?
Oh, yeah, Bono. People already know Bono was good.
Hmm.
Apparently, he's going to leave Sevilla maybe at the end of the season. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people already know Bono was good. So, we expected that from Bono. Ziyech still had a good tournament.
He did.
Compared to like
what Chelsea he did fans in Chelsea. Have been talking up and down about their coach and the players that he's playing and not playing. Because it seemed like a lot of the players that were doing well at the World Cup were Chelsea players that don't really get game time at their club. But that's really for their pockets. Yeah. I just thought to drop that in there.
When we go back to club football, we'll talk about that. Man. So the other African teams. Cameroon, I think it was just Abubakar. Abubakar basically
man on the mission.
I mean, he just showed himself to the world.
Chukwuemeka just, I don't know. You know, I question why their coach did not start Abubakar more in the tournament with Chukwuemeka, but that's something.
Chuba, I mean, you can understand. I feel you should have started two of them, sure, because Chukwuemeka, I mean, his goal record for Bayern before the tournament, you can understand
he didn't
why
play like
starting.
Person we never choke. Not my problem.
Oh, Chukwuemeka.
Yeah.
You didn't see yourself in that movie. You know,
yeah.
Toilet,
you know they talk well.
But you can understand Rigobert Song starting him because of his goal record he had with Bayern before the tournament. So it's all good though. Tunisia fell off. I felt they shouldn't have lost to Australia. Shoot. Yeah, they beat France, but like, yeah, fell off. Ghana.
Now, you know what? Ghana definitely brought drama and excitement and comedy to this World Cup.
Yeah. Why are they consoling themselves with the they beat us, but we jarred them. We jarred Uruguay.
They can come at me later, but I won't say this. Collectively, as a country and as a football team, they don't have the dog in them. Because they just like...
Can you give me a penalty, fam?
Rubbish.
Go on now. How you doing?
And Andre, how you doing? The fact that they're celebrating after that is just, to me, the silliest thing ever.
Mm.
I think a lot of questions need to be had with their... Not questions, a conversation with their FA and with the players and the coach in general, because they let them down.
I think, generally... Starting from the coach, that's Otto Odo. I think he just wanted to have the World Cup thing on his CV, man, because he's going back to his Dortmund job now to be assistant coach.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think he just wanted that on his CV. He never really took it serious.
And like, he was trying to ruffle any feathers.
Maybe if they won the World Cup, which is highly unlikely, maybe if they go to the semi-final, maybe he would have taken the job full-time, but like... You get that. And then we didn't even know who the coach was because Chris Hughton was in the backroom staff. You know, there were some big dogs in the backroom staff as well. So, like, who was the coach? Yeah, Otodo is the person speaking to the press and everything.
It doesn't speak very well of your footballing organization when there's so much uncertainty regarding who in charge.
And they have some good young players. Well, let's see how that goes for them later on. Which African team are going to be talked about?
Senegal. Now that one hurts, man. They really felt the loss of Mane in very key moments.
Most definitely.
Because he's
big ups to them in coming out of the group, though.
Yeah. They did very well.
Big ups to them in that. But
I think we had how many African teams came out of the groups? A few more than last time. Two.
Just
two. Same as last time, then.
Last time, I don't think any team came out of the group. Any African team. Came
damn
out.
Boy.
Yeah, so like we two. That's good.
Two. That's good. Yeah. That's good. And one. Came fourth.
Yeah, one came fourth. So
that's amazing.
Big ups to them.
Yeah, and we're going to have more slots at the next World Cup. So,
at least nine.
So it's exciting. I think the continent is starting to get more recognition in the world stage.
I think generally football, different continents were better this World Cup, especially the Asian.
It just shows you if you're able to get more of that football money spread out across, you know. You're going to see. It's going to show effects.
Mm. Okay, we'll see how that goes. We'll go for a break now and then.
Are we missing? Is that all the African countries?
Yeah, we called all five of them though.
We don't have enough slots. Man.
Say it again. Though. I called the five that went. I'll see.
No, I'm just saying like we don't have enough slots. That's all.
It's obvious now. We only have five.
If I'm talking about European countries, we'll still be here.
Well, we might talk about them next episode.
Sorry, we forgot France. So.
Are you trying to be funny, fam?
I am, but it's not funny. I need a better audience, really, because it's like I'm not funny. But I know I'm funny, but I'm just...
What does that even mean?
I'm recording with a hater. It's fine. Let's go on.
I know they hate you. They hate yourself. Yep. Okay, we'll talk about the African teams. What are we going to now? The team that impressed you the most?
Definitely Morocco. I think that's everyone's like editor's pick. You know, they're the ones.
So give me something else, man.
I should give you another team.
Yeah.
That impressed.
Yeah.
Let's say Australia then.
Because they got out of the group, then Denmark were terrible.
They're kind of showing that, you know, them making the move from Oceania to AFC is justified.
Mm.
Because why did they want to go to AFC? To be more competitive and to be competitive. I always think about that. A lot of stress. Anyway.
But.
Shut the fuck up. Let me just use another phrase. Don't let to play better and be better on the world stage.
So safe.
And I was starting to see that. I think it's also very nice to see that they had a few players from their domestic league as well in their team. So, you know, it speaks to the strength of the Australian league, the A-League, that they have players that are there and competing. I think the guy that scored that goal for, you know, doesn't play in Australia, the one that has the J celebration, plays in the J League.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I like the World Cup because it just brings a lot of different teams and different storylines. Yeah. And Australia making out their group because it was quite a difficult group.
Mm.
And they got out. I think Saudi Arabia.
He said Saudi.
I've been watching too much speed, man.
Yeah.
Saudi
Arabia.
KSA. They did very well to beat Argentina in the first game, and maybe that's what spurred them on to I'm talking about Argentina now.
Okay.
We've seen something similar not too long ago. 2010, Spain, Switzerland. Yeah. That was one of the games of the tournament, I think, in terms of the shock factor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's another one,
There's so many shocks now. Japan beat Germany and Spain in their group to qualify. And they lost to Costa Rica. I mean, because Costa Rica beating them too was another shock.
Shock, yeah. Nothing, Japan has, on paper, just, unless maybe you want to underrate them.
They have good players.
Their players play at good clubs and they are not like they're just placeholders at their clubs. Yeah. They are starters in those clubs and they are influential to those clubs' fortunes.
Mm.
So Japan, man, bruh, it was a World Cup that had everything.
Yeah. Highs, lows. I mean, Germany, back to back, what do you call it now? Back to back, they got knocked out of group stages, back to back World Cups.
And I hear that Hansi Flick is going to coach them at the Euros. So
yeah, they're hosting the next one, so they have to win. If they don't win, there's a problem.
I definitely think that's going to be their target, winning.
Yeah, you're hosting it now. And then I think
they are good. They are meant to be good.
They need to build a team around Musiala. Musiala is the next one now.
He's the next one, definitely next one. I know just because they are black players, that comparison will be made already. But you can see that Mbappe and Musiala are going to draw parallels between the two players.
The age gap is too big, man.
No, yes. I mean, like, you know, in terms of where he's at right now.
Okay. And where he should be that player.
He could be their Mbappe.
Mm.
So,
I don't see him as a scorer, though. I've seen him more as a playmaker.
But well, I mean, Sancho type player.
He can get better.
He can definitely work on that. He's so young.
Yeah.
He's so young.
18, Avi?
Bro.
19, I don't know.
Obviously, Mbappe at that age was nothing like.
Yeah. It might be surprising to some people, but my surprise of the tournament was actually France.
That they got to the final?
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Most of the top dogs didn't come for them. And if those top dogs came, they would probably like continue the trend of, you know, winners getting out of the group stage. Because I feel like they won't have that energy or the zeal to keep going. Well, I don't know, Shai. You never know. But that's why this is my opinion. And I mean, they went by it like smoothly. Big ups to Olivier Giroud, man, top scorer for France.
Second top
scorer for France, G. Not second top. He's passed on Henry.
Oh, I meant at the World Cup. Sorry.
No, at the World Cup. Now top scorer like ever. Like I'm saying, all goals, man.
Big I guess up to now, him. the way that we're on now, I think Oliji will be so happy, but then he's thinking, oh wow, this really, this boy that turned 24 this month is probably going to break my record.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Mbappe will break
it. But in terms of the career that Giroud has had is definitely one that has been filled with a lot of highs, mids, lows.
Yeah.
And he's at that age now where he's really enjoying his football and just playing for the love of it.
Yeah.
So, and he's getting his flowers.
Yeah, man. I like that he's getting his flowers.
It doesn't help that he played for a very big club and he didn't really help them win anything made of note.
AC Milan.
No, I'm talking about he played, rather, Arsenal. And it seems, and hear me out, hear me out.
I'm hearing you. I'm listening.
A lot of Arsenal fans, it seems, hold a grudge towards him.
Most definitely.
So it's like, when people are giving him his flowers, they're like, no, stop that. He's not that good. Like, while he was here, he did this, he did that.
Mm.
But
you see, think about Ollie. Yeah? Ollie is like one of them players where they bloom late. You understand? Like,
definitely late bloomer.
Late bloomer and everything, you know, broke into the, got his first call up at what, 25? You understand? Like, won the league with Montpellier at 24, 25 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was a young, he was still playing at the third division. Yeah, he even played with the Morocco coach, funny enough. I think at Grenoble or something.
No way.
Yeah, played with Morocco coach. So, like, he's like the Ricky Lambert. You get
definitely that, everything that's happening now. For, so, I think he has this aura of like, I'm just really happy that I'm doing this. And I'm grateful to such like the joy on his face.
I've always been a fan of him because I'll say the quality was there. I'll never forget my time in CU. I was backing him. Everybody was abusing me. I know people will still not rate him, but man, Oliji, man, top player, big ups to him. So yeah, France was my surprise team in the tournament, man. Still. Let's talk about young players.
We saw who won the young player tournament. Enzo Fernandez.
He had a good tournament.
That boy is good.
Yeah,
he definitely is very, very good.
So if you're signing him now, it's 150 mil. Benfica have another gold mine.
Huh?
150 mil. It was 100 like before today, but now he has won the young player tournament.
There's
so
Curtis Jones at home. Oh, there's only so much I can do.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
CJ.
Jude had a good tournament as well. I was like, I'm chasing. Obviously,
JB.
You know, the Liverpool players have been kissing him. I know.
I could be wrong, but
remember
like,
that
the Onahi fella. How old is he?
22. Yeah, he had a decent tournament
that's
as well.
That's another one as well. That
would be very good still.
Yeah,
his buyout clause is 3.5 million. Obviously, it's go higher.
3.5 million.
Yeah, 3.5 million euros. Is that Andre? And they are last in Ligue 1.
You know, he's going this January.
According to the Angé president, he said yes, a deal can be done, but they want him to stay to the end of the season.
For 3.5 million, so, he's going now.
Too many people. No, calm down now. It will be a bidding war. Too many clubs are calling.
So it will go up because of the bidding war. Yeah, the release clause is irrelevant.
So it's relevant.
But I mean, if somebody offers more than that, I'll just give them that. You're not the only one that's trying to buy him.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, it's like that Thiago stuff. His buyout clause was 18 million, but Bayern gave Barcelona 23 million or so.
To be fair, buyout clause is only just a starting point for
just basically. Obviously, my own young player of the tournament. I know people say I'm biased, but man,
Bukayo.
He was too good, fam. He was too good in the tournament, man. Like, he was the man.
Bookie, Saka.
He was the man, man. You know, house spaces, confident lad. You know,
ultimately, he was let down by Spurs legend
as usual. I don't know why you're going to captain sports players. I don't know who does that, sir.
But it's just agenda, sir. I put it to you that if Bookie was on PKs, they would have gone to.
He hasn't missed
a PK since
that one. Yeah, true.
Numbers, Kane, don't lie.
Kane should score.
Are you supporting me or not?
No, listen.
This is not a show about fairness. We're not here for. No.
I'll tell you why. You know when we're watching the penalty shootout between France and Argentina, yeah? the thing two of us like agreed on was Lloris is shit at penalty. He's terrible at penalties.
Well.
So why is Kane missing? Why is he? They say the ball never even lands. Let's say De Langbasa or somewhere. Man. If you don't know where Langbasa is, just
you know. Let's just Google. Let's give them something that they can refer to. National Stadium Surulere.
So, I mean, it's weird, though. It's weird, but, like, big ups to Saka as well. Had a decent tournament. Then, you know, young player were we're missing.
Let's talk about some of the old players that did.
No, that's what I said. At least.
Okay, we're going there next.
Yeah.
All right. I'm thinking about young players that really impressed.
I think Sarr had a good one too. Sarr wasn't bad for Senegal. Yeah.
I want to big up Konate in the semis because that was really his one performance.
Yeah, he had a good tournament generally.
Especially because he wasn't counted on to really play a lot of games. Mm. But then France had the issues with players falling sick. Mm. Yeah. Even before the final, you know, virus and everything. But, when he was called on, he delivered. And I think that's what he won from his CV.
I think 2026, man, France, I won't be surprised if they're in the final. Because, like, these players will be mature now, man. They'll be big now, man. But
you think Deschamps is willing to go again another tournament? Because at some point, coaches start to suffer burnout.
He might take it to Euros, but I think Zidane will be coached by return to the 6 World Cup.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
Prophet.
I think because too many people have gone for Zidane. Mm. Chelsea, Real Madrid went back. There's one more club again. I forgot. Too many people have gone for Zidane, but I think he's leaning towards the French job. He wants that job. So let's see how that goes for them.
Can we talk about the elderly, the Agbas?
Obviously. First thing you're going to call him Messi.
Ankara Messi.
Is Mbappe part of the elders now?
He's not an elderly man.
But he had a sick tournament though.
He did.
Fuck
24 in 2 days, I think.
Yeah, I mean, still 23 and scored 8 goals. I think 12 goals in all World Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Both World Cups now. So he has passed Muller in 2 World Cups.
Yeah.
Well, Muller got 10 in 2 World Cups anyway, but... Well, 12 in 2 World Cups.
You know why World Cups are so unpredictable? It's because you never really know what might happen in 4 years. God forbid he misses the World Cup because of injury or something. All of a sudden now it starts to... I mean, what's this thing that one of these Arsenal players had where he just was never fit for a World Cup? Is it Walcott or somebody?
Funny enough, Theo only went for the one that he wasn't meant to go for. Yeah, you're right.
You really some people have been advocating for maybe 2 year World Cups.
Jack Wilshere as well. Yeah. Okay, Jack Wilshere, he did go for I think a World Cup, but he wasn't fit.
It's so hard. Anything can happen just before a World Cup. It's mad. There's so much. If you get the wrong kick,
I mean, Marco Reus.
You eat the wrong food. Look at Marco, man.
I think he only went for one. But the one that they won, he was meant to go for that one, and then he got injured in the last friendly. Ah,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
But
up until the last day, it's always ups, in the balance.
Big ups to Messi still. Sick tournament. It's sad that I had to wait to 35, but it has happened. And then the thing about it is he was really influential to this team, no matter what. I mean, what, 7, 8 created chances? I mean, big chances.
You know, the tournament. His haters will say that he scored a ton of penalties, but man, he was team.
It's hard to score penalties.
He was the. If you take out his penalties, they are not World Cup winners. If they're so good, why? Like, people did not score their penalties and they didn't progress.
If Tchouaméni scores his penalty, and who are the other guy that missed?
See, the thing with Piquet is this: damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Tchouaméni and Coman. If they both scored their penalties, I mean, we might have a different decision right now. We might have a different winner.
I'd rather score my penalty than miss it. Then,
I mean, penalties are still hard. And it's not as if he was really good at them. Now he started the hop-stop and for some reason, he scored. Okay, he did miss one, I think, against Poland. Yeah, Szczesny had a good tournament as well. Yeah. So, he saved 2 penalties, Szczesny.
He did save 2 penalties.
Wow, that's
although this was the World Cup where a lot of people were missing PKs.
Yeah.
Are they going to blame the ball for this one?
I think keepers are better. Keepers
at saving PKs.
Yeah. But Lloris is shit though, but keepers are.
And you can also say that maybe coaching departments place more attention to those things in terms of like watching tape, analyzing penalty takers, all those things. I don't think it's something that was as prevalent in the game as it is now. More than ever before now, every little blade of grass is being examined. Every little action, every moment is being examined to see how you can get the edge over the opponent. So,
like, which other player are you looking at? We've called Messi. We've called supposedly Mbappe.
Di Maria. Big game player. Big game player.
In what sense, though?
He just seems to come through for Argentina in a lot of their triumphs. He's been there for them.
Well, he won the penalties there and scored a goal.
Yeah. Okay. Are you forgetting about the under 20 final that we played against?
forget those one. We're talking about World Cup now.
Alright, fine. how about the Copa America they won?
I said the World Cup. We're talking about the World Cup.
Okay, no, the World Cup, yes. No, I'm talking about he delivered when it mattered. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no doubt, yes. But like...
Are you looking at across the whole tournament?
Yeah, because he was injured for all the knockout games now, but the final. Yeah, so I don't really feel... If I don't know to call anybody, I'll call McAllister. I'll call McAllister for these guys, for Argentina, because he was like, it was something different, man. Because Papu Gomez started the first game.
How old is McAllister?
What, 25?
No, elderly man.
So, wait, what are you looking? Oh, please, what was the range?
No vex.
From 30 to.
Actually, there's not a lot of. How many 30 plus niggas are at World Cup, to be fair?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, we have to like. Pick that range. Obviously, yeah, he's still a young game, but senior men that's okay. Otamendi as well. Otamendi had a good tournament.
Oldest player at this World Cup was who again? I'm trying to remember. I feel like it was one of them African keepers.
Are you sure? I think he was from Poland. Yeah. I think.
Should we talk about the? We know we've not spoken about the other GOAT contender on this episode.
Oh no! Yes, now wait. No.
Not yet. You want to give me a whole segment?
No. We'll talk about him, but we're talking about players that play well. No disrespect. Bruno Fernandes had a good tournament.
He was instrumental
for them. He had a decent tournament.
Man was just dropping. You know, he's like, I feel like it's the basketball equivalent of like all those like triple doubles or something.
Westbrook.
Man was breaking up the whole place, man.
There's some people. We'll say our tip of the tournament by the last segment, but let's see how it goes. There's some people that they really killed it, man. I feel we're forgetting somebody. I don't know.
I definitely feel like we're forgetting somebody. But it's a freestyle. It's
a freestyle episode. We've called Amrabat now.
If you forgot someone, just let us know in the replies, man.
Sahis had a good tournament as well. Playing through the pain.
Yeah. I think he wasn't available for the game in which they got knocked out.
No, he played, but he left early. Got subbed out early. Underachievers.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'll start with one. Spain. Very terrible tournament.
they deceived us.
Let me
with our first match.
Let me drop the classic. Gavi. Xavi. Pedri. Rico.
Nothing from there.
So, man, Spain. Very terrible. I mean, they didn't even have a shot. Was it just one shot on target against Morocco? I think it was just...
They're not serious.
Back-to-back tournaments now. They've left in round of 16. It's terrible.
It's just,
like, for a nation that feel like, you know, they have like a style of playing football and everything. I feel
supposedly they said that their coach told them to practice 1,000 penalties before the tournament.
Sorry, but no.
Why did that even come out? I feel like those things should not be said.
You know, he was quite open during the World Cup because he had a Twitch account. And he talked about like tactics and things that happened during the game, and he used to ask some questions and stuff.
A popular opinion: players should always practice PK. The same way that basketballers always practice free throws.
Because you never know.
Because it's one of those things. As a basketballer, you're not expected to miss free throws because they're so easy.
It's an option to move to the next stage. I mean, look at Croatia. Croatia won just one game in the World Cup.
If you've been practicing penalties all year and you missed, maybe you didn't do it too well. They won the
third place fixture and this team, and then they beat Canada. Those were the two games Croatia won during the World Cup, and they finished third. So it's an avenue to get to the next round. If you win penalties round of 16 straight down to the final, they will give you the cup. They won't say. Okay, yeah, people will talk, but they didn't win.
Speaking of underachievers, I know this goes against what we said earlier.
Yeah, who's that?
Japan in their penalty shootouts.
They were terrible.
I don't think I've seen it.
The Liverpool. LFC
legends.
Minamino.
Kalin Cup, Golden Boots. I'm sorry. Carabao Cup, Golden Boots winner.
So, I mean, they were terrible PKs as well. Spain, too, were terrible.
I've never seen a worse set of PKs in my life. In my life. Okay, no, I have. That's a lie.
Oh.
Carabao Cup final, Liverpool versus Man City. Emery Chan scored his first PK after that.
I have one better than that.
Which one?
The worst PK. Your own is at least all your players missed. But this one was like both teams.
So Emery Chan didn't miss.
No, that's what I'm saying. After Emery Chan.
Oh, that's true. It's not worse because at least one person scored.
Yes.
My God.
This one, I have like the two teams. And this is Manchester United, Sunderland, Carabao Cup semi-final, Old Trafford. I think Sunderland won the penalty 2-1 or so. Terrible penalties from both teams. Man. So if you have time to go to YouTube to check that, man. Serious. Terrible penalties by both teams.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Japan. Thank you for cleaning your stadiums and cleaning everywhere, but like y'all should work on penalties, man.
Work on penalties, man.
Aritame. Normal. Work on your penalties. Aritame means Atarime means normal.
Aritame.
And that's my fucking handle name, man. Atarime means normal. So like please make penalties normal too for you guys, man. Still.
Trust the Japanese, they're probably going to take this thing extra on their head and they'll just practice picking every national team training to the next tournament.
You need to, that was terrible.
Flops.
Call him now, you want to call him, I don't know why you're overthinking. Call him now.
I don't know who you think I want to call.
Call him now, Omolatile.
Oh, right.
But was it a flop though?
He did what he could.
I just feel he's not on that level anymore. Man. And this is no disrespect, man. It happens to every player, man.
One of them was going to get washed first.
Yeah. Yeah.
We thought... But you know the thing now is that when it comes to Messi and Ronaldo and their quote-unquote, are they washed or are they not washed?
Mm.
We're judging them on a season-by-season basis.
Yeah.
Because of where they're at in their careers and their ages.
Mm.
But what's to say he doesn't make a move to another club somewhere and then he just... And then all of a sudden he's back.
I mean, last season
he
had a better season than Messi, though.
Yeah, it's just that there's a lot of chaos surrounding him right now. Like, there was surrounding Messi last season with the move to PSG and everything.
Yeah, leaving Barcelona, no.
Will he stay? Will he not stay?
Mm.
So, what does that tell you? That no matter how good you are, how great you are as a football player... You still need everything around you to be calm and all the conditions around you to be good for you to play well. Mm. And that's football for you in general, man. Messi last season definitely had a lot of upheaval. And it showed on the pitch. On the pitch? I just said pitch.
On
like,
the pitch?
Yeah, pitch.
Yeah, you have been chilling with Yoruba people a lot.
I confused my...
I'm Yoruba, by the way.
I confused my vowel sounds. Don't mind me, man.
Pitch.
I hate this guy so much.
Yeah, let's wrap up. We don't talk for this.
But yeah, Ronaldo, a lot of upheavals around him now. His contract has been terminated with United, so he's clubless.
Yeah.
So where's the next big move for him? Some people are saying it could be the MLS. I heard there was a huge deal in the Middle East. One of these, is this Qatari or Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
So there's so much. If he does want to compete at a very high level.
He can still win the World Cup. I mean, there's going to be a club World Cup by 2020. Okay,
Hi.
Am I going to answer that question?
Answer it now.
What did you ask me again?
I said if he's fit and firing, are they going to call up CR7 to the next Euros? Euros is before the World Cup, so let's look at the next big tournament, the Euros.
If they're going to call Ronaldo, if he's scoring goals. It depends on the club now. Because if he's at Saudi Arabia...
From a marketing standpoint, I think he would want to attend the US, Canada, Mexico World Cup just because it's really, really...
I want to say something now, but I don't know if it's legal for me to say it, though.
No, he can't.
I think you know what
he can attend now, don't worry. That's been sorted.
Have they cleared it?
Yeah.
Okay. He'll be 41 then.
He will be 41 then.
I doubt it. This benching alone is too much.
Wasn't a good sign that he was getting
I think it's too much for him. This benching alone is just too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much for him. He never believed it. He gets like, this thing that happened to him right now, he don't believe it.
The thing
saying,
is, he already had so much currency in the bank when it comes to Portugal that I myself was surprised that he got benched.
Gone bet, you get.
Because he's their guy. It's not like and, one postseason and, should not. I mean,
well, and it was justified because I mean, the Goncalo Ramos scored a hat trick and they wiped Switzerland what 6-1.
Yeah, when Messi was having the troubles at club level, Argentina never lost faith in him.
No,
so no. I thought.
I mean, Argentina was shit, but like.
I thought Portugal would do this. But you know, this is why I say Ronaldo and Messi are two different players, because what Messi brings to your game, apart from goals, is something that you can't...
Creativity.
Yeah, you can't do without that.
Ronaldo was that, but
is he still creative now? He's an out-and-out goal scorer now. And when the goals are not there...
nobody's going to...
Nothing else again, man.
Yeah. Anyway, one quick flop before we go into the final. Denmark. Terrible tournament. Terrible tournament. I don't know what happened to them, because some people are even looking at them as dark horses, but terrible stuff. I mean, first team to qualify for the World Cup.
They ain't going like that, man.
Anyway, the final.
Oof, what a game. Best World Cup final of all time.
I started watching finals properly
from
2002.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we had what, three penalties. We had a hat trick. We had a brace.
Might just be.
Three penalties, yes.
And I'm saying from 2002.
Mm.
Yeah, we had three penalties. One Messi, two Mbappes. Says it two Mbappes, like there are two Mbappes on the pitch.
The currency we would use now.
Anyway,
this was the Messi versus Mbappe final, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. And the Qataris will have loved that, because I mean they own PSG. And
there's no
loser for them. I think the right person won in terms of giving a good that trophy, because it kind of doesn't make sense if
it just
Messi
it's
or Ronaldo.
It's a storyline that almost everybody wanted.
Yeah, one of, I mean, people that, because I remember my boss in the office was,
you know,
like,
the stadium
alone, the reason why,
was very pro Argentina.
Yeah, like from the, the national anthem.
Mm.
Like you could tell the difference between both national anthems, how loud they were singing and everything. And then, I mean, this is the second final that current set of Argentina players are getting into. And I kind of saw the highlights of the Copa America final and the way they worked hard for him. This one, it wasn't as good as that one, yeah, because I feel like the team has dropped the level. I don't know why. Maybe because of
a few rookie mistakes,
clubs.
And then
there were some things that
the match was a lot tighter than it needed to be for Argentina, I think, especially considering how they went ahead.
I mean, saying Argentina in general.
Mm.
Yeah, so they had a good tournament there, but like the way they played for Messi in the Copa America was kind of like different here.
Mm.
Maybe because that one Messi hadn't won any. Club tournament, any country tournament then, but now it was just a tad lesser. And big ups to Scaloni, because there was some tactics, like first off they really ate the midfield, man. Like, what was this man's name, Tchouaméni and Griezmann? Oh, we didn't talk about Griezmann. Griezmann had a decent tournament.
He did have a decent
tournament. I mean, new position and everything.
Deschamps definitely felt something was off, because he made those subs very early
broke,
on in the game.
He broke the assist record. Imagine the assist record held by Henry as well. Toto, Igwe. What are they called players?
This is not the Arsenal podcast.
I don't tell you.
Focus, man.
Igwe, I didn't hear you. So, yeah. Yeah. So, Scaloni, I don't know. They had a way to like choke the midfield.
Mm-hmm.
They totally ate the midfield. Then the counter-attacks was just too sick. Dembele was terrible.
It helps that you have one of the best through passers in the world. It's ridiculous how many is it not a vertical ball, horizontal ball?
All of them. All the balls.
He
can play everything.
He plays a lot of, like, it's startling how accurate and how often he can get those through passes off, man.
Mm.
That alone is enough reason for me to play him, because he just provides that extra attacking impetus.
Yeah.
He's just saying, go and do something with that ball that I've given to you.
It's perfect. You get, like, do your thing.
I've given you work with it.
Yeah.
He gave, I don't want to call anybody's name, but he gave somebody work to do, and he didn't do his assignment.
He'd be hitter. I don't tell you. Anyway.
Lautaro Martinez, if I catch you at Aja on that bridge. God.
Anyway, yeah, so first time they had them, you said, you talk about the subs. I wasn't really sure about the Olivier Giroud one. And I didn't feel like, yeah, there was some more energy from the players. There was, what's the name, Kolo Muani. He did give Tagliafico a tough time. Yeah, and everything. But if Otamendi didn't make that mistake, Argentina would win the game in 90 minutes. You understand?
No, it definitely tells you that. So, it's the Messi Mbappe final because a few players didn't step up in key areas. And I'm talking about not just Lautaro Martinez. I'm speaking about maybe some defenders that did wrong things in the wrong moments.
Montiel as well.
Some strikers that, apart from Lautaro Martinez, Kolo Muani had that big chance. The storyline could have been, the story could have looked a lot different if other players had stepped up in key moments. I'm looking at also Emi Martinez as well. I don't want to call it the Messi Mbappe fan because Emi Martinez is also very key during the game and in the penalty shootouts. Because once he went penalties, everyone was like, oh man, it's done. Lloris can't save a picket.
Yeah, you could tell.
Life. So it's something that...
It was a brilliant final.
Just brilliant, man.
And you know, the people are saying, where's Mbappe? Never see that in your life again. Never.
Do you know they call that?
That thing about quality players.
Call him, you go show.
Never, like... No, he's...
The second goal in the hat-trick.
His levels. God. His levels above any other young kid right now, man.
There's no other 23 opening like him. Hell, there's no other 24 opening like him right now.
Haaland has a long way to go.
He's still going to get that Madrid move, you reckon, yeah?
Yes, no, most definitely. He signed a 3-year contract. He'll be 26, 27? So he will now be like the peak player.
Something will need to happen. I think PSG, they themselves know that the only thing that can even work in their favor when it comes to keeping Mbappe will be maybe getting that Champions League medal.
Yeah, basically. So
it could sway him. It might not keep him, but definitely sway him.
Yes, yeah, most definitely. But he will play for Madrid. That's not how. Brilliant tournament from him as well, man. Brilliant tournament. Like, I could argue he could win the Golden Ball, but like,
we know how it works.
We know how it works, man.
It's not today we've been watching this.
Big up to Messi too. He's won two Golden Balls. I think the first player to do that.
Yeah, man. About to win his 8th Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the path. If PSG mistakenly win Champions League, and he has numbers behind him as well.
The last goals, potential goals, Ballon d'Or candidate to win a World Cup. Oh no, not to win a World Cup. Not to get to the final, rather, and not win was, I think, Schneider.
Wesley, yes. Messi won that year.
It's not something that happens regularly. So
second and third were Iniesta and the actual winners.
So Messi has shown that whenever there's any anomalies there's at least one foot on it.
Because this World Cup thing will help him. It's going a long way. The numbers are there. 7 goals. I think 2 assists. So,
and I think just the psychological boost of winning that World Cup.
He was key to it as well.
I'm just worried. You know, the mental hangover, I think, for PSG and will be Mbappe. How does he bounce back from this? He's still a relatively
He looks like someone that will be angry, and then he'll put that anger into, like, doing well for PSG. And doing well is winning the Champions League. So, yeah. I think Salah should be scared.
Why are you? You're acting my boy Salah just now with that comment.
That what?
You know, he wasn't angry after.
After what?
He didn't make it to the World Cup.
So that's his business, man.
That was why I said come for.
Now why Abubakar they use him shine? Anyhow, say in.
No, but Salah is not good now. We've known that for time.
That's one.
He cannot be bigger than what he is.
Now you're clear. Okay, quickly.
When they are calling senior men, they don't call. Streets can't forget about that. Salah sounds very forgettable.
You fuck up. Now, your player, you did dirty like this for this podcast.
If it was good, you'd be at the World Cup.
You didn't fuck up. Anyway, quickly, our team of the tournament. Goalkeeper. Emi?
Has to be Emi. I don't know. People were putting Bono in the... And credit to him, but man, Emi Martinez.
Emi for you, Emi.
What a madman.
He's a madman. He's a madman. Okay. Defenders.
What are we doing? 4 at the back or 3 at the back?
Which one do you
I'm
want?
I'm going with the 4-3-3, man.
You're going 4-3-3, right? So yeah. That's 4 at the back.
Yeah.
So Ayisa has to be there.
Wow. If we're, that means we're going to have two Moroccans in there because we're going to put Hakimi at right back.
Good. So Ayisa and Hakimi.
All right, then. Yeah. I think, what's his name? Can they get in? Varane.
Varane.
You want to put an Argentina CV in there?
I was thinking about Otamendi, but the mistakes. He had a solid tournament, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, he did have a solid, but like, the mistakes are quickly glaring.
The final is 70% of your grade.
Because they know that he's prune. He gets.
He is prune.
So yeah, okay. I'll agree with you. I'll say Varane. I'll agree with you.
Left back, what we're putting.
Left back.
Remember once again, the final is 70% of your grade.
Oh, should we go Theo? Theo Hernandez. He didn't have a bad tournament though. That rubbish he did to Mount.
and he did score. That always wins. Nobody's yeah. in your favor.
But let's check back. I'm sure we're not missing anything.
Who
played left back for Croatia?
Is that Persic? Persic played right back?
No. Persic a winger for them. Oh,
is it?
Yeah. Hmm. I think that Juranovic. Okay, do you think Juranovic is a right back though? The right back. Yeah, I think we'll go Theo.
I just have Theo there.
All right, so 4-3-3, are we? Yeah. Midfield, Griezmann most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going Enzo or Depaul?
Enzo.
Depaul,
I watched him a bit during the tournament, funny enough, and he just seemed a bit dodgy in a lot of all these games.
Mm.
Almost like they were
succeeding. But he was tidy though. He didn't.
Yeah.
He was safe.
Safe.
He was safe, especially in group stages. Was safe, but yeah.
One more.
So where we go for Enzo, right?
Enzo. There's no way I'm not going to have him.
Sofyan.
Sofyan. Mm. Yeah, Sofyan. Oh, now he doesn't make it in this one, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. I wish I could put you, man. I wish I could put you. Forwards.
Kili.
Mbappe.
I think we already have this one. Spurs. It's Kili and Messi in there, man.
Kili, Messi, Oli
Giroud?
Yeah.
Oli G just
scored. Is there any striker? Is there any other striker better than him?
Just because he answered the doubts, as you know, from not scoring any goals at the last World Cup to scoring four at this World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, he and Mbappe were tied on goal up until. No, not tied. He was ahead by him by one in this tournament. One.
Yeah.
Then the hat trick happened. Mm.
Before the hat trick, stuff, it was.
It was 5-4 now. Was it not?
I think.
He finished with 8.
Kili scored 2.
He finished with 8.
Oh, Kili.
Yeah, he finished with 8.
So he had 5.
5, yeah, and Giroud had 4.
The person we won.
Yeah, if you don't really like, if you're not aware of what's going on in the World Cup, you just feel like, oh wow, Mbappe really gassed them. But what happened is that he scored a hat trick in the World Cup final. Which hadn't been done since 66. Mm. Sir Geoff Hurst.
Yeah.
Who tweeted something? Everyone's on Twitter these days. Mm. Tweeted something at Mbappe.
Some of the balls are not going.
Yeah. Everyone's like.
Ali Makost. Ali Makost is Scottish, so you can't understand where he was coming from.
And then all the German fans, of course.
Yes.
I mean, a goal is a goal.
There you go. So, yeah, I think, not a bad team.
No Hawkeye in
66.
Sorry,
and it's funny that we just restyled that.
What can we say? We're not casuals.
Yeah, cool. Hey, I like that, man.
We're not casuals.
I think that'll be the name of the episode. We're not casuals.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's been a very wonderful tournament.
Boom! Finally. Club football. Club football is back.
I definitely don't want to have another World Cup in the middle of the season for a while.
No, it wasn't bad. I don't mind.
It's nice, but let's not make it a regular occurrence.
Okay.
Thank you.
If they give another Middle Eastern team, we'll go.
Because I hear Saudi Arabia
trying they're trying to build.
If Qatar can get it.
I mean... And Qatar, I mean, the football was good, so you never know. Let's see how it goes. I mean, one of our former governors was talking about Nigeria.
I will highlight, though, that it's very, just one last thing to say about how there was a lot of limited alcohol drinking at the tournament, and people say it was a lot calmer, a lot safer.
So, English fans.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Yes.
No, don't pinpoint. I feel like you're making them an example, but there's other countries that drink as well.
Wait. the people where they always scatter ground. Now English fans, now they always fight every time, everything. Now they want best fans. They want best fans.
No way, they want best fans now.
Oh. So please, don't bring drinks to the stadium anymore. Go and drink outside.
It definitely gives the English fans themselves something to think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Maybe we might be a little bit dependent on this alcohol, and when we drink it, we're not on our best behavior. Something to think about.
Okay, yeah. Club football back.
That's what it's going to be in America, you know. And yeah. I can't lie, we're not only going to have to worry about beer. It's about that one. Other things booze day. Involved. Besides booze.
What do I want to talk about?
Salt.
Morocco. They want to bid for another World Cup. Like, they've been bidding since I think 2010,
and they haven't gotten it.
But they said they would like to.
Another African country definitely should get the 2030. Yeah,
2030 they could get it, and it won't be bad. I mean, they have infrastructure and everything.
I mean, bro, Mexico are hosting, is it not their third tournament? We need to start diversifying the options.
I mean, even our former governor, Lagos State, Fashola, said that Nigeria should then, you know, try and bid for.
Welcome. Why?
We guess through Lewis, like, because you said through Lewis Stadium, we did it now. You know, Abuja Stadium did it. I think there's a stadium too in Port Harcourt. That's it.
If Welcome was one of our stadiums, then I think anybody could definitely host, man.
They have to have quality stadiums.
There's like hotels, infrastructure, so many things.
It could bring money for our economy, but let the economy be good first.
I don't know. The thing is, World Cup.
Oh my God, we're going political.
World Cups cost so much to host that right now, it's profit wise, countries are actually not making money from hosting these tournaments. It's more on the other side.
This guy said Lagos State made money from the Under 17 World Cup, so made loads of money.
They want you to think that. Please, goodbye.
Okay. Club football was back. You look forward to watching your darling team?
Yeah, Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Remove.
Don't you have any Cali Cup, Carabao Cup time?
Yeah, we've got City.
Oh. I actually forgot.
I don't speak about it. Thank you. But thank you for reminding the fans. Can we go now?
Yeah, so club football is back, you know. I got Buga again, you know, top of the table. Oh my God, we lost Jesus. But hopefully, Eddie. Hopefully, Eddie Ketia can come through. Come on, Gunners, we're back. Let's go.
To that, I have to say.
See, when you're knight on the table, you go to hit. See, understand? Now, your opposition, they make it a hit like this. See, it's not good to hit, too. 2023 is around the corner. Start, see, more love, less ego. You understand? That's it. Ciao. You want to say anything?
You're quoting the guy that said rap is dead. That's all I have to say to you, man. This
is not a music podcast. This is football. This is football podcast. I know they end anything. You don't talk all the social media handles. So follow us on necessary. Did I say unnecessary?
On the necessary platforms now at Footy on Paper Podcast.
I didn't know 2000 is at Footy on Paper PC.
PC.
Yeah, man. The rest is just the Footy on Paper podcast.
Fanboy Forever, of course. That's me. Paps is
No. I don't need followers. Well,
I don't know why.
Unless you're a Penguin, though. Enter my DM. You get me? Man, I know I do this every episode, but it seems like I'm desperate or something.
Thirsty,
but still.
Thirsty, man.
Ciao, everybody. Say ciao.
Oh, yeah, now. Ciao.